This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. This week's Supreme Court ruling protecting the LGBTQ community from employment discrimination will end the patchwork of laws in our region. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck found, the fight isn't over yet.
States like Colorado and Nevada already have employment protections across the board, but Montana only has partial protections, and Wyoming doesn't have any. Sarah Burlingame is a Wyoming legislator who heads LGBTQ advocacy group Wyoming Equality. Burlingame says this is one of the rare times her highly libertarian state has left a decision to the feds.
It's always interesting when Wyoming has decided to defer to the federal government, right? Like, that's not our default. But my, you know, colleagues have said, well, you know, when we get a ruling from the Supreme Court or, you know, when it becomes clear, well, yesterday we got it.
So this next legislative session, she wants Wyoming to pass its own law. Overall, national advocacy groups say this week's ruling is a win, but there's more to be done, including protections for LGBTQ and everything from loans to health care. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
There's a growing concern about violence after an armed man shot a protester at a demonstration on Monday in Albuquerque. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, a number of protesters for justice reform across our region say they are being harassed.
Steven is a Mexican-American living in the small town of Rifle, Colorado. He's a public servant, and he won't give me his last name as he's worried about losing his job. But he says he was walking home recently from a candlelight vigil for George Floyd when a white counter-protester began following him in a pickup truck.
The truck was pacing me as I was climbing the hill and entering the neighborhood, all the while kind of waving his middle finger and yelling at me through the window.
Steven was worried the man was carrying a gun and eventually hid behind a parked vehicle. He later told the Rifle Police Department about it. Rifle PD told the Mountain West News Bureau this was an isolated incident, but if Steven feels threatened again, to call 911. Similar incidents have happened in Wyoming, and in Montana, a black protester was detained by armed men at a rally in Missoula. They turned him over to the police, who released him soon after with no charges. County prosecutors are looking into that incident. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
The last gray wolf, native to Colorado, was killed in 1945, but occasional wanderers have been spotted in recent years, including a pack of six in northwestern Colorado this past winter. To find out what's happening with wolves in the state, KVNF spoke with Randy Hampton, a public information officer with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Hampton says the pack hasn't been spotted since April, and perhaps the animals are denning with new pups.
You know, the pack of wolves that we've kind of been monitoring has been relatively quiet of late, not a lot of activity, and we're not sure if that's just because they're kind of staying out of places where people might see them. They could be denning and have young, which at this time of year, wolves don't travel a lot if that's the case. Could be a lot of things going on. We did have a game cam that was on a carcass that we saw a single wolf come in on a couple different nights. Now, we're not sure if that wolf was part of that original six in the pack that we've confirmed, or if it's another dispersal animal that's come into the area.
So do you have any reason to think that any of the wolves might have been killed by people who are unhappy about their presence in the state?
We continue to remind people that wolves in Colorado are federally protected. They are under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and so it is a federal crime to kill a wolf in Colorado, and that can result in, you know, up to a year in prison and a $100,000 fine under the federal laws.
I understand more wolf sightings have been reported recently in Larimer County and Grant County.
Yeah, we're still working to, you know, to kind of verify sightings as they come in. We got a bunch of sightings as people really started to get out over the last couple of weeks. One was in Grand County, and it was actually an animal that was seen by a couple of groups of campers. Down in the Laramie River Valley, we got a report of one or two animals potentially, so we continue to look into that.
This fall, voters will decide if wolves should be reintroduced to Colorado, but it seems like regardless, they're returning to the state on their own.
You know, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, we've been kind of prepared all along the way for the eventual return of wolves into Colorado. In 2005, the Colorado Division of Wildlife put together a wolf working group, a group of people coming together from all sides of the issue to kind of say, okay, how are we going to manage wolves in the state? That group said wolves that come into Colorado on their own are going to be allowed to persist. So since 05, we've known and kind of had a plan in place for these animals that roam into Colorado, and we've known that they were going to from the reintroduction areas in Montana and Wyoming and Idaho. As far as the ballot measure, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has no position. Our role is to make sure that people have information.
So what should listeners do if they think they've spotted a wolf?
The biggest thing we continue to ask people is if you see something, or in the case of wolves, hear something, let us know. Jump on our website, cpw.state.co.us, and there's a wolf sighting form there that can be completed online very quickly and gives us the information we need to keep track of what's going on out there.
And that was Randy Hampton of Colorado Parks and Wildlife. That concludes the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.